one more day until Sefer Shabbos, that's today, and then tomorrow we'll move on to the next sugya. Again, if you have a request of which of the sugyas in Sadi Tesson Beis you want to hit next, we can. I'm happy to take requests, but we got to do one more day. Yesterday we just gave the classic shir until Sefer Shabbos. Is it an extension of the day, or is it just the Nisr Malacha and all the Nafkaminas and all the different in all the different areas of Halacha, but. Let's actually get to the root of the matter. Where does this come from, right? Where does the din of Tosefta Shabbos come from? What's the source of the din of Tosefta Shabbos? So there is a Gemara in Yuma, and Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis. If you look in source number one, L'chidit Tanya, V'inisim Esnaf Shoseichem B'tisha L'chodesh. Pasuk says, one should afflict themselves on the ninth day of the month of Tishrei. So Yachal Yaskel V'yisana B'tisha. I might think that you should start fasting already on the ninth day of the month. Tamalomar B'erev. That's why the pasuk says no. In the evening, when it's already the 10th day of the month, well, iba erev yachol mishatechshach. If it means the evening, then I would think you wait till it's already dark outside, till it's definitely the 10th day of the month. Tamalomar betisha. That's why it says the 9th day of the month. So which is it? When do I start fasting for Yom Kippur? Haketzad maschil misanim ibaod yom. The fast day is Yom Kippur, the 10th day of Tishrei. But we begin early. We begin inui. We begin the halachos of fasting already, and the other halachos of inui already mibaod yom before Yom Kippur starts. Mikan shemosif mechal al kodesh. From here we see that we're mosif mechal al kodesh, that we add extra time to Yom Kippur from the day before. Ve'in liyela b'knisaso b'yitziyaso minayin. I only know that before Yom Kippur. How do I know after Yom Kippur also? That's why it says Merav Aderev, to teach me that that we're supposed to add on to Yom Kippur both a little bit before and a little bit after. Fine. Yom HaKippurin Shabbos Los Minayin. That's the Tosefes Yom HaKippur. How do I know to be Mosif onto Shabbos? Tamalomar Tishpesu. Ein Liyala Shabbos Los Yom Tov Minayin. Tamalomar Shabbatchem. HaKeitzad Kol Mokom Shnemar Shvos Mosif Mechal Al Kodesh. Anytime there's a mitzvah of Shvisa, we learn that you're supposed to be Mosif Mechol Al HaKodesh. Now, this is the second possible drasha that the Gemara has for Tosefes Inui. The first drasha is from Pasuk Etzem, Etzem Ayom Hazeh. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. If you have another drasha of Kol Melacha Chol Nefesh Tasa Kol Melacha Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh, that we learn Tosefes Inui from, that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to eat a little bit before Yom Kippur. Well, then, what are you going to do with this pasuk? So the Gemara says, "Oh, well, with this pasuk of V'nisim Snaf Shosechem Tisha L'Chodesh, we learn the more famous drasha, right? Tana de Etzem Etzem, Hay B'Tisha L'Chodesh Mayavadei. The Tana that learns it from Etzem Etzem, what's he going to do with Tisha L'Chodesh? So Mibay Le'Lechad Tani Chia Barav Midifti. He'll use it for the drasha of Chia Barav Midifti. The Tani Chia Barav Midifti V'nisim Snaf Shosechem B'Tisha." Pasuk says, "V'nisim Snaf Shosechem B'Tisha V'Chi B'Tisha Mesanin." What, do we fast on the ninth day? V'Labasim Mesanin, we fast on the 10th day. It's to teach you kol ha'ochel v'shos b'chi malal v'kasav kilusana chi v'asiri. Very famous drasha that if a person eats on Erev Yom Kippur, it's as if he has fasted both Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur itself. The actual drasha of Etzem Etzem is in source number 2. It's quoted there in source called Nefshar Tas Kol Melacha Be'etzem Yom Hazeh Al Yitzumo Shel Yom Enosh Kares, that the chi of Kares is only for Yitzumo Shel Yom, but the Isser extends even before the Yom. It's just there's no Isser Kares for the Isser for eating right before Yom Kippur, for the Zman of Tosefes. When all the dust settles, this is what comes out of the Gemara. There are two possible sources for Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. There's Etzem, and that's a source for only Yom Kippur. It does not give us a source for Shabbos, for Yontif, for anything, right? And then the other potential source is V'inisim Esnaf Shosechem B'tisha L'Chodesh. That pasuk, the Gemara shows, could also be a source for Tosefes Shabbos and for Tosefes Yom Tov. It would turn out which drasha you hold like would have a significant nafkamina. If you hold the Ikar drasha, the drasha of Etzem, then it's only a din in Yom HaKippur. And there is no din of being Mosif onto Shabbos and onto Yom Tov. But if you hold the drasha is from V'inisim Esnaf Shoseichem, then it would turn out that it's a din in Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Yom Tov. The Gemara had drashas within that pasuk about everything. Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Yom Tov. So how do we paskin? Do we paskin the drasha comes from Etzem, or the drasha comes from V'nisim Snaf Shoseichem? So one clue that we might have is if you hold the drasha comes from Etzem, the Gemara already discussed what you do with the pasuk of Vinisim Snafshu Sechem Tishal Chodesh. What do we do with it? You use it to teach the din that you have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Do we paskin that? That you have to eat? Absolutely, we paskin you have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So wait a second. If I'm already using the pasuk of Vinisim Snafshu Sechem teach me I have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, then I can't be using the pasuk to teach me what? Tosefes Yom Kippur, or Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov. So where do I get Tosefes Yom Kippur from? From the Pasuk of Etzem. But that only teaches Yom Kippur. It doesn't teach me Shabbos and Yom Tov. So it at least raises the possibility that there is no din of Tosefes Shabbos. That there's only a din of being Mosif onto Yom Kippur, not being Mosif onto Shabbos. This is how many suggest the Rambam must have read the Gemara. That the Rambam's paskening against the drasha from V'nisim Snafshu Sechem, probably because he holds that we use V'nisim Snafshu Sechem to teach me the Indian of eating on Erev Yom HaKippurim. Where's the Rambam? If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shvisas HaAsar, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, what's Shvisas HaAsar about? Halachos Av, King Shoves on the 10th day of a special month. It's Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. Hilchos Shvisas HaAsar is Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. Of all places to quote the din of Tosefes Shabbos, where would you expect the Rambam to quote the din of Tosefes Shabbos? Hilchos Shabbos. You could read the entire Hilchos Shabbos beginning to end backwards and forwards, upside down. You will not find anywhere that the Rambam quotes the din of Tosefes Shabbos in Hilchos Shabbos. Only in Hilchos Shvisas HaAsar, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, source number 9, Kishem Sheshvos Melacha Bo, Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla, Kach Shvos Le'inoi, Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla. Just like we're not allowed to do Melacha on Yom Kippur, both daytime and nighttime, we're also not allowed to eat, or bathe, or anoint oneself, or have Tashmish Amito, or wear leather shoes, both daytime and nighttime. Vitzorich Lahosif Mechol Ala Kodesh. And we need to add on a little extra time from the weekday onto the Kedusha of Yom Kippur, B'chnisas U'B'yitziyasa, both before and after Yom Kippur, Shenemar, V'yinisim Esnafshu Sechem Tisha L'chodesh Be'erev. Notice the problem here? Rambam says, where do I get the din of Tosefes? From V'yinisim Esnafshu Sechem. It's not from Be'etzem Etzem. It's from V'yinisim Esnafshu Sechem. Hischa Latzim L'sanos Me'erev Tisha Asamach La'asivi. So we have to add a little more at the beginning, a little more at the end. So everyone notes that the Rambam does not quote this anywhere in Hilchos Shabbos. Notice he also is not so clear about what it means that we're being Mosif. Well, he is pretty clear. And when he says that we're Mosif on Yom Kippur, what does that mean to be Mosif on Yom Kippur? What am I now allowed to do, let's say, starting a few minutes before Yom Kippur? What does he say? That we're Mosif Inui, not Malacha. So it sounds from the Rambam that you're allowed to do Malacha right up until Yom Kippur. What do I have to stop doing early? Not Malacha. I have to stop eating a little before Yom Kippur. So there, it's a double chiddush. First of all, that the whole din of Tosefes only applies to Yom Kippur. And second of all, that even within Yom Kippur, it doesn't apply to all of Yom Kippur. It only applies to Inu. The fact that it doesn't apply to all the halachas of Yom Kippur would very clearly put the Rambam on the side of yesterday's discussion that Tosefes doesn't actually make it the next day yet. Right? If it made it the next day, then you wouldn't be allowed to do Malacha. Right? The fact that you're allowed to do Malacha, that it's only in Inu, would put the Rambam very clearly on the side that it does not yet quite make it the next day. Now, is the din of Tosefes a din d'Oraisa or is it a din d'Rabbana? So again, the Rambam very clearly quotes a pasuk. The Gemara quoted a pasuk. But again, the Rambam is so limited. He's only limiting it to Tosefes Inu and Yom HaKippurim. So what about Tosefes Shabbos? There are two possibilities what the Rambam holds about Tosefes Shabbos. One possibility is he doesn't hold of it at all. The other possibility is he does hold of it, but he thinks it's only Midrabbanan. Right? Not that he doesn't hold of it at all. He does hold of it, but he thinks it's only Midrabbanan. Newt, what do you think? If everything I told you is true, assuming I'm telling you the truth, that he never says it anywhere in Hilchos Shabbos, So is it more likely that the Rambam doesn't hold it holds it simply doesn't exist, or the Rambam holds that it exists, but it's only midrabbanan in Shabbos, the Sefer Shabbos? Ah, so we know the Rambam quotes dinim daraisa and dinim drabbanan, not just dinim daraisa. It's very schwer to say that the Rambam holds it exists. It's just that the Rambam thinks it's drabbanan. The Rambam quotes dinim daraisa all the dinim drabbanan all the time. So Pashtus is that the Rambam would reject it entirely. Nevertheless, the Bir Halacha in source number 12 in Simur Reish Samech Aleph seems to understand that the Rambam holds, if you look in the about sixth line before the end of the page, seventh line before the end of the page, V'da'od d'midrabbanan afilu laharambam mitzvah lehosev me'at mechol ala kodesh. Okay, the mashma pashti the listener da Rav Amagad Shuva Beis Yosef. He says, when you read the Magen Mishnah, it sounds, says the Bir Halacha, that even the Rambam holds that it is a Din Drabbanan. What's the obvious kasha? If the Rambam holds the Sefer Shabbos, why doesn't he mention it? Uma shehiksha bebeis Yosef dimkein lo hayu lo la Rambam lahashmit din zedo safa. Ah, you're going to ask, why doesn't he mention it? Be'emes kvar killo b'mashe hevi dinat kios show you token erev Shabbos b'perek hay. He sort of mentions it when he talks about the tkios that they would blow on erev Shabbos to let people know when Shabbos is coming. You know they have like the siren, let people know when Shabbos is coming. So he sort of mentions it in that context, meaning he talks about the timing of the tkios. So you blow them in such a way that people have a little time to, you know, it's a little bit before Shabbos. Why are you blowing them a little bit before Shabbos? Tosefes Shabbos. So that's a din midrabbanan. That's how the Bir Halacha understands it. Even the Rambam would hold that it's din derabbanan. The Kesef Mishnah, for his part, disagrees. Kesef Mishnah, source number 13. Hamadlik sarach ladlik mibod yom. When the Rambam talks about lighting candles, he says you have to light candles before Shabbos starts. Rabbeinu lo hiskir po din tosefes mechol ala kodesh. The Rambam doesn't say light candles 18 minutes before Shabbos starts to be mosif mechol ala kodesh. He doesn't say that, he just says before Shabbos starts. V'kasav ha-rav ha-magin b'perak ha-milch shvistos the time mishun v'lasi tosefes dvar Torah elu li'ino yom ha-kiprom levad. And the Magen Mishnah explains because he holds that the only Tosefes Doraisa is Inu and Yom Kippur. The Sfir Le Da Halacha commanded Dorish Lekrai Lidrash Achrina. Because he really passes the Halacha like the Yeshita that uses the Pasuk for a different Drasha. Umash Mali de Dvar Torah Shekasov Lav Dafka. Says the Kesef Mishnah, I think when the Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam doesn't hold of Tosefes Midoraisa, Tosefes Shabbos Midoraisa, I think the word Midoraisa is Lav Dafka. The Rambam doesn't hold of Tosefes. Period of Tosefes Shabbos. Period. Dimin drabanan ami lesle Tosefes dim lokein havle lashmito or lovle lashmito should be probably. If the Rambam held the din Tosefes, he should not have ignored it. He should not have left it out. Is Rav Shai Shechter calling? I got to call him later. Okay. Wonder if he got information about the window. I don't know. Okay. So, what?
Yeah, quick upload.
So is it daraisa? Is it rabbanan? The Rambam apparently holds definitely mi daraisa. There's no din tosefes Shabbos. Machlokes achronim whether the Rambam holds it such a din to rabbanan. Yeah.
Why can't we just read the Rambam like in other way? I mean, like he says, he mentions Shabbos.
Where?
Which
in Shiz Zasser, yeah?
So he mentioned Shabbos.
Where?
Shvos
Malacha Bo. It means it's not Shabbos. The refrain from Malacha, Shvos Malacha, means resting from Malacha Bo on Yom Kippur. Yeah, it's referring to me as Shiz Zasser. No, this is in Yom Kippur. It's all in Yom Kippur. So, knew any rayas from Shas? Whether Tosefes Shabbos exists or doesn't exist, Daraisa Drabbanan. So, there's a Gemara we quoted yesterday. We saw this Gemara. I don't know if we saw, but we quoted it. The Gemara in Brachos, Tav Chav Zayin Amud Beis, source number 4. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Rav davened Friday night davening when it was still Friday day. Rabbi Yoshia Matzli Shal Motzoi Shabbos B'Shabbos. By the same token, it sounds like Rabbi Yoshia davened Motzoi Shabbos Tefillah when it was still Shabbos day. Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Amar Kedush Al Kos. Ain't Amar Kedush Al Kos. Okay, Rav davened early. Did he say Kiddush early? Tashma Adam Rav Nachman Rav Shulam Mispalel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Ve'Omer Kedush Al Kos. Yeah, Kiddush early also. Say Kiddush when it's Friday day also. So the Raya that all the Rishonim bring, the Arzarua, the Ra'ah, everybody else, we saw in Tulsus yesterday, Psachim Tzadi Tassam and Beis. Wait a second. To be Yotze, the mitzvah of Kiddush, you need Kiddush B'makom Suda, right? So the Suda must be able to be eaten at the time that you're saying Kiddush. So if you're able to say Kiddush Mibodyo, must be that you're able to eat Suda Mibodyo. But Suda Shabbos has to be on Shabbos. How could Suda Shabbos not be on Shabbos? So it must be that Tosefis is Doraisa. Otherwise, how could you possibly be Yosef Mitzvahs of Shabbos during Zman Tosefis? Mitzvahs Doraisa of Shabbos. Bizman of Tosefis, if not for the fact that Tosefis is Doraisa. Kiddush! Kiddush! Forget about Suda. Kiddush is a Mitzvah Doraisa of Shabbos. Yeah? Oh. How do you daven Marav when?
On Shabbos either, I'm saying. It go both ways.
Meaning, Motzai Shabbos Marav on Shabbos.
Meaning on Shabbos, like before Shabbos is over.
Very good. So the problem with this whole approach of saying, oh, it's got to be Doraisa, because otherwise, how could you say Kiddush during the Zman of Tosefis? If Tosefis is not Doraisa, how could you be able to say Kiddush during that time? So this whole group of Rishonim says, it's got to be Doraisa. But the counterpoint is, wait a second, when the Gemara said that they'd make Kiddush early, it was in a context. The Gemara said he would daven early on Friday and make Kiddush early and daven early on Shabbos, on Motzoi Shabbos. He would daven Motzoi Shabbos on Shabbos. Midor Raisa, you want to tell me that if you daven Motzoi Shabbos Ma'ariv on Shabbos, that it's now Eis Shabbos, it's not Shabbos anymore? You know, there's a big game on Saturday night and you want to be able to, and it starts on Shabbos, oh, no problem, just daven early and good, and Shabbos is over. Broad daylight, sun is shining, you can make Shabbos end. That's ridiculous. That's not what it means. The Gemara is so obviously telling me a din in Tefillah, not a din in Shabbos. It's a din in Tefillah. That the halach is that Tefillah is Marav, you could daven even before, it's the next day, even before, it's nighttime. No, it's not. That's what he's saying. It's not talking about Malach at all. What? This, we're just talking out how the Rambam would read it. This is how, where I see this explanation of the Rambam. Rav Asher Weiss gives this explanation of the Rambam. But it must be from before him also. Rav Asher has this discussion in Parshas Yisro and Shemos and Siman Lamed Beis. This whole discussion about Tosefes and how to understand the Shittas Rambam. So, L'chora, the Shita that's on the defensive over here from this Gemara should not be the Rambam. They all put the Rambam on the defensive. How can you say there's no Din of Tosefes Shabbos? How else do you think they davened early and said Kiddush early? How can you say the Mitzvah of Kiddush, Mitzvah Doraisa of Shabbos can be done early when it's not Shabbos? Impossible! It's got to be Tosefes Shabbos Doraisa. They try to put the Rambam on the defensive. L'chora, the real people who are on the defensive are Tosos and the Rosh. The fact that you daven Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos and Kiddush is not a din in Tosefes Shabbos. It's a din in Tefillah. It's a din in Avdalah. What, is there a din of Tosefes Chol on Motzoi Shabbos? Of course not. It's a din in Tefillah. It's a din in Avdalah. Rav Asher points out that maybe there is a din of Tosefes Chol. There's a Ramban in Maseches Tainus. Listen to a Ramban. We don't have it. I'm going to read it to you. The Ramban writes, I don't think we have it. Kosov Bahalachos Kedolos. That it says in the Bahag, Vahashtu Dekaimulan Mispalal Adam Shalmotsoy Shabbos Bishabbos. Once we say a person can daven Motsoy Shabbos Tefillah on Shabbos, Va'omer Avdallah Alakos, and you could even say Avdallah early on Motsoy Shabbos, What happens when Tisha B'Av is Sunday? So when do we say Havdalah when Tisha B'Av is Sunday? After Tisha B'Av. Well, why? Why don't we say Havdalah on Shabbos? And you don't have any problems using wine because it's Shabbos. You can say Havdalah al-Kos. Hey, Chadik l'Tisha B'Av b'Echad b'Shabbata, d'mibay le'el av-sukei. When Tisha B'Av is going to be on Sunday, so you're going to have to stop eating at Shkia, right? Because Tisha B'Av Sunday. Can you say Havdalah before Tisha B'Av starts? Maybe you should be able to do it, says the Ramban. Maybe you should be able to say Havdalah early. Oh, Dilma, here's the line. Or maybe no. Why? What's he going to say? Maybe when you say Havdalah early, what are you really doing? You're turning it into Chol. Oh, Dilma. Kivan Dilu Mavdil Kible Letishba of Alei. Since if you were to say Havdalah, you're being Mekabel Tishba of. Umechayev Le Beinui. Deshav Yachol. And now you become Chayev in Inui. On Shabbos. If you say Havdalah early, you say it on Shabbos, the chiyuvim of Inui kick in. Deshav yachol. Shav yachol, that means it becomes a weekday. Zomer ha-mavdim in kodesh l'chol. So you can't do that. How could we allow you to do that? That's why we're not mavdil until after Sunday night. Until Sunday night. So he says from the Ramban, it sounds like it's very much like Tosefta Shabbos. Just like when I do Tosefta Shabbos on Friday afternoon, what am I doing? I'm making Shabbos start early. So too, on Matzah Shabbos, when I say Havdalah early, I'm making Shabbos end early. Not Legabe Melacha, even according to the Ramban, but for Inoy and for everything else. The character of the day changes. Ach be'emes, says Rav Asher Weiss, hadvarim nirim tema. He says, but it's crazy. I mean, that's... Sometimes it's a das yachid in Rishonim and you say it's a das yachid. Or he must mean lav davka. He can't really mean it becomes chol. Because mosifin me kodesh ala chol? No, it's mosifin me chol ala kodesh. Yeah?
Does he mean within a certain time frame? Or does he mean like the whole day?
No, it probably means only after plug. Yeah, probably only after plug.
So what's the big deal? I'm saying nothing's changed. Not actually a chol. There's still an esrim al chol. You can't really do anything. The only thing is you also maybe holds his Tosefes. I don't know. Tishba.
Would you still be able to daven?
Something like that.
Daven mincha.
What?
You wouldn't be able to daven mincha.
But it's still a shot.
What do you mean? Be able to daven?
Let's say while you daven mincha, you like mosifin al chol, right? In daven mincha, so you wouldn't be able to do the Shabbos mincha because by tefillah.
Well, hopefully you daven before you said Havdalah, right?
So you didn't.
Yeah. Right, so then probably you wouldn't be able to. Right, if you accept that Ramban. But it's an outlier. That Ramban is, you know...
it's out there.
Yeah. So let's go back to the basics. We have Tosfos that says, Tosef Shabbos D'Oraisa, and that's why you're allowed to say Kiddush, and that's why you could be Yotzei Su'udah Shabbos during Tosef Shabbos. And we have the Rambam says, no, Tosef Shabbos doesn't exist. Forget about D'Oraisa. It doesn't exist. Maybe Midrabanan exists if you read the Rambam funny. But it doesn't even exist, Pashtos. We have a kasha on each opinion. The kasha on the Rambam is, well, if it doesn't exist, how come you're allowed to say Kiddush during this month of Sefes? How come you're allowed to say Kiddush before Shabbos starts if it doesn't exist? So what's the answer? Why does Rambam say you're allowed to say Kiddush early? So we don't need to look for other people to explain the Rambam. The Rambam explains the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam explains. Source number 16, Perek Chav Tes of Hilchos Shabbos. Yesh lo la'adam l'kadesh alakos erev Shabbos miba'od yom af al pi shlo nichnasu ha-Shabbos. You could say Kiddush alakos on erev Shabbos, still broad daylight outside, even though Shabbos didn't begin. No such thing as Tosefes. Shabbos didn't begin. What day is it? It's Friday. Can you do Melacha? Yes. But say Kiddush anyway. V'chein mavdil al kos mi ba'od yom afal pi shadayini Shabbos. Just like you could say Avdallah when it's still Shabbos and you're still not allowed to do malacha. Why? She mitzvas zechira la'amra bein b'shas k'nisaso v'yitziyaso bein kodem l'sha'a zu b'ma'at. Like we've said it 1,000 times already. The Rambam's Hagdara of the mitzvah of Kiddush is to differentiate Shabbos from the weekdays. When does it make sense to make that differentiation? Close to the borders, where Shabbos borders the weekday. Close could mean a little after, a little before, irrelevant. It could be a little before, it could be a little after. Either way, it's fine. Why was Rabbi Mekadesh, why did he say Kiddush on Erev Shabbos? Because that's the Zman of Kiddush. A little before Shabbos, a little after Shabbos starts. It's all the Zman. That's the Yikr Zman. The din of Kiddush is to be Mavdil bin Chol Shabbos. Mekadesh. That doesn't mean that it's Shabbos just because you're saying Kiddush. Would the Rambam say you're allowed to have Suda Shabbos early? You're allowed to eat the Friday night meal early? He would not say that. He would not allow. Why not? Because the Suda Shabbos is definitely a din in Shabbos. And there's no din Tosefta Shabbos, so you can't start that early. You can't do that before Shabbos starts. Kiddush you could do before Shabbos starts. Because Kiddush is not a din in Shabbos. That's a din in being mavdil between Chol and Shabbos. So the Rambam is very easy to defend. What's the kasha with Tosos? Again, Tosos said, Tosef Shabbos d'oraisa. And that's why you can be Yotzei Kiddush, even early. And not only that, you can even be Yotzei Suda Shabbos early. Because it's real Shabbos. It really becomes Shabbos. What was the kasha on Tosos? Tosos, your whole raya that you could say Kiddush early is a Gemara that says that they would daven early on Friday night. And that very same Gemara in the very next few words says they would daven early on Friday night and they would also daven early, like Danny said before, it's a bomb cash on Tosos. They would also daven early on Motzai Shabbos. It can't possibly mean that weekday starts early, that Sunday starts early when you daven early on Matzah Shabbos. So what in the world would you think? Why in the world would you think that when you daven early on Friday night, it means that Shabbos starts early? The two sound like they're the same din, which means it's a din in Tefillah and the Zman of Tefillah. It's not a din in Shabbos, and when Shabbos starts and ends. So says Rav Asher Weiss to defend Tosfos. In Simon Laman Vez and Shmos again, he says, these Rishonim, Tosfos, the Rush, must hold that even though these two dinim of davening early on Friday and davening early on Shabbos are mentioned back to back, they are juxtaposed in the Gemara, Ein Yesod Gidron Dome. They're really two different dinim that are not based on the same idea at all. The fact that you could say Havdalah early, that's a din in Tefillah, a din in Havdalah. That Havdalah doesn't have to be Dafka on Motzai Shabbos. Havdalah could be even Samuch the Motzai Shabbos. But the fact that you could say Kiddush early, that's a din in Tosefta Shabbos. That's a din in extending Shabbos. It's not a din in just Tefillah and Kiddush. It's a din in Tosefta Shabbos. Why? What would force them to say that? So much easier to just say they're both the same din, like the Rambam says. Havdalah and Kiddush are both on the borders of when Shabbos meets weekday, either a little before, a little after, irrelevant, either way works. Rambam's beautiful, and that's why the Gemara puts them together. You could do Kiddush a little early, you could do Havdalah a little early, you could do Kiddush a little late, Havdalah a little late, either way, it's all good. Kiddush early, Havdalah late, Kiddush late, Havdalah early, whichever, it's all good. Because it's on those borders. What would motivate someone to say that these are two totally separate dinim? Kiddush is a din that has to be once it's Shabbos. But Havdalah could be even when it's still Shabbos. Even early. So remember we saw the Ramban when we were discussing Kiddush, about what the nature of Kiddush is according to the Ramban. Where the Ramban writes in Parshas Yisro that Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, the Ramban compared to another mitzvah of being Makdish something. He said it's just like Mekadesh, the Shnas HaYovel, the year of Yovel. When are we Mekadesh the year of Yovel? On Yom Kippur of Yovel. Which means toward the beginning of the year, after it's already begun. Whenever we're makdish something, we're makdish a new month, Kiddush HaChodesh. When does Beis Din do that? After the new moon has appeared. Right. Ramban says Kiddush on Shabbos follows that pattern. It's the idea of being makdish something, of giving something Kiddusha once it's begun. Before it begins, you can't be makdish it, because it's not here yet. It needs to be here in order to be makdish it. It's a little different than Yovel and Rosh Chodesh, in that without Beis Din declaring Yovel or Rosh Chodesh, it doesn't happen at all. But Shabbos will happen whether you declare it or not. But still, the idea of being Mekadesh Shabbos is only when it's here. He says it's a little bit like being Makdish a Bechor. Right? The firstborn animal, it's a firstborn because it was born first. And yet there's a mitzvah to be Makdish it. It's Kadosh anyway, because it was first Merechim, it was the first animal. There's a mitzvah to be Makdish it. What's the mitzvah? Once it's here, I should give it Kedusha. I should say that it is Kadosh. Bepoel. Actively be Makdish it. So if that's your Hagdar of Kiddush, Kiddush has nothing to do with Havdalah. Havdalah is to differentiate between Shabbos and weekday. Okay, that could be done on the border, either a little before or a little after. Kiddush? Kiddush is not to be Mavdil being Shabbos and weekday. Kiddush is to be Makdish Shabbos once it's here. It has to be here, then you're Makdish. So how can you say Kiddush early? It must be that there's a din of Tosefes. That there's a din that you can make Shabbos start early. Once I made Shabbos start early, now I can say Kiddush. That's the sheet of Tosfos. One last thing I want to just point out. What do we do about Tosefes Shabbos? Summertime, no problem. Daven early, you're good. This Shabbos, Shkia is going to be what? 6:25? When is your shul going to have Mincha? Most likely. 6:10, 6:15. Right? When will you finish Mincha? 6:25 at Shkia. Where's your Tosefes Shabbos? You're already davening Mincha. Mincha is a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. Can you be Mekabel Shabbos and then daven a weekday Shmoneh Esrei? After Shmoneh Esrei is too late. It's already Mincha. It's already Shkia. So it's not Tosefes anymore. So Rav Asher discusses this also. And he points to Rav Aryeh Tzvi Frimer, the Kazhuk Lover Gom, in his Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, Chelek Aleph Siman Samach, which is asked this question: who's the type of person, if you don't know who the Kazhuk Lover Gom was, and you think, who is he? I never heard of Kazhuk Lover. Right? He was a Rosh Shiva in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, where the students, to be admitted to Chachmei Lublin, had to know 300 Black Amara Baal Peh. So some of the Rosh Yeshiva knew how to learn a little bit also. And the person that asked him the Shaila was the Imre Emes. When the Imre Emes is asking you his shailas, you're probably doing okay. Ger Rebbe, the Imre Emes. So the Kazhuk Lover says, here's what you got to do. Before you daven mincha, you should make it tonight. We know there's a big machlokas about zman, about when the day ends and when the next day begins, right? So what we do is we follow the Gaonim, that at Shkia it's already been Ashmashos, and you know, and that's why we finish Shabbos well before Rabbeinu Tam would finish Shabbos, because we follow the Gaonim, right? But there are people that follow Rabbeinu Tam. And that's why they end Shabbos late, 72 minutes after Shkia, 90 minutes after Shkia, some adjusted, some done, whatever, but much later than we finish Shabbos. Shnor, when Rav Moshe said 50 minutes after Shkia, he thinks that's Rabbeinu Tam's sheet. He doesn't think that's the Gaonim. He thinks we're all Chashish for a bit of time. When he said it's 50 minutes after Shkia. Agav, whatever. But there are two very different opinions as to when Shabbos begins. Meaning if you hold Rabbeinu Tam and you really... Rabbeinu Tam wouldn't begin Shabbos at Shkia. He'd begin Shabbos way after Shkia. He'd still do Malach Doraisa, right? After Shkia. There are communities in Europe that did that. Where they did Malach Doraisa after sunset. On Friday. Because they held the day ends later. So says the Kazhuk Lover, here's what you do. You should make it tonight. That if Allah is like the Gaonim, like we always say, that Ben Ashmashos begins right away. So then, you're being Mekabel Shabbos before Ben Ashmashos, you're being Mekabel Shabbos early. And if halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, then I want to be mekabel Shabbos a little bit later. What do I do about mincha? Well, it's a suffix now, because it could be like the Gaonim, could be like Rabbeinu Tam. Suffix to Rabbanon Lekula, you could daven mincha. It's a suffix in Ben Hashmash, suffix to Rabbanon Lekula, you could daven mincha. Tfilas mincha is to Rabbanon, suffix to Rabbanon Lekula, you could daven mincha. That's his Eitzah. So says the Minchas Yitzchak, that works really nice if you really think the Gaonim are correct. And you would be makel like the Gaonim. I'm sorry. If you really think it's a suffix. But if you think the Gaonim are correct, then you completely reject Rabbeinu Tam. Meaning, you end Shabbos early. You end Shabbos like the Gaonim end Shabbos. And you're willing to do Malacha D'Oraisa after, you know, before Rabbeinu Tam would end Shabbos, like many of us do. Well, then you can't say that it's a suffix. Then you're very clearly saying that Rabbeinu Tam has rejected the halacha. You can't call it a suffix once you're going to do Malacha D'Oraisa when it's still Shabbos according to Rabbeinu Tam. So then it's not going to work. So Rav Asher suggests is after you finish your silent Shmoneh Esrei, be Mekabel Shabbos. Even though the Chazan is still saying Chazar Shabbos. What if you are the Chazan? Okay, then you have a problem. Okay, that's the Tosef Shabbos.